This is Ask the Motor Medics from the Under the Hood Show. Today's question is coming up. If you have a question for the Motor Medics, call 866-594-4150.
Under the Hood wants to bring awareness of child safety to you. Under the Hood has partnered with Buckle Up All of Us to promote child safety. Visit the child safety page at underthehoodshow.com where you can find links to where to seat your kids and how to buckle them in properly. Parents can print out the kids' coloring fun safety cartoons with cool cars and trucks featuring Buckle Up All of Us for the kids to color. Buckle Up All of Us is a lovable big blue dinosaur who always wears his seatbelt. Without a single word, this unique child safety character sends his important message. Buckle up. All of us.
Do you have a question for the Motor Medics? Call 866-594-4150. Now, here's a question that came in to the Hoodie Hotline.
Hey, guys. This is Matt from Columbus, Ohio. I listen on podcasts. I have a 1994 Buick Roadmaster with the LT1. And the issue with the car is that the pass key light, which is on the instrument cluster, stays on almost all the time. It just stays on. There's no problem starting it, but just the fact that it's on, I'm not sure exactly what that means, whether or not the anti-theft system is disabled or what. And I know I have the correct key. It's the original key for the car, so it's 23 years old. Anyway, if you guys have any ideas about what's going on.
That system, the pass key, is your anti-theft system in there. It consists of a chip in the key, which is a resistor. You can see it right in the metal blade of the key, and the pass key module, the security module behind the dash, reads that key through a very tiny thread size, like a sewing machine thread size wires. They're very thin. They go from the sides of that key all the way down the steering column over to that box. And if there's any failure in that system, either the resistance isn't being measured correctly in the key or something's wrong in the module, it'll turn the light on. As long as the light is on consistently, when you're starting it, when it's running, when you first turn the key on, if it stays on like that and the car's starting, but the light's always illuminated, you're usually good. But if you have to disconnect the battery and hook it back up, or the battery goes dead, it may never start again. Because that the light being on means there's a failure in the system, and you need to get that taken care of before it leaves you stranded. So get it into a shop, have them check it out.
This has been Ask the Motor Medics from the Under the Hood Show. The Motor Medics are Russ Evans, Shannon Nordstrom, and I'm your host, Chris Carter. If you want to ask a question of the Motor Medics, call 866-594-4150. You can always find more information at underthehoodshow.com. And thanks for listening to Ask the Motor Medics.